Kinsey's flat tone made the prohibition absolute. No violence of any kind, not toward the young lady, nor even her guards. Scrope pulled a face and spread his hands. If you forbid the use of force, then I can't see how the task can be accomplished. McKinsey arched a brow. One nail slowly tapping the wooden table, he studied Scrope's passably elegant face. No emotion of any kind showed. Scrope's poker face was as good as McKinsey's own. But his eyes... The man was cold. There was no other word for it. Emotionless, detached, the sort of man who would do murder as easily as dropping his hat. Unfortunately, fate had left McKinsey few options. He needed someone who could get the job done. Retreat wasn't an option. Not now, not for him. But if he was going to unleash the man and send him after Eliza Sinster... Slowly he straightened, then leaned his elbows on the table so his gaze was level with Scrope's. I comprehend that this task, stealing Eliza Sinster away from under her powerful family's very noses, even more when said noses are already on guard,